Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Mary Ottmar, and we're going to be talking about Relay for Life. Good morning to you, Mary.
Good morning, LaVon.
Mary, Relay for Life, as I understand, is now an international event, and it happens all over our close neighbors. But tonight's the night in Atlantic, and we want a lot of people to be there.
Absolutely. We're very excited. The support we've had is phenomenal, and we're excited that we can offer that for not only the survivors but for caregivers and just show the support that everyone gets from the entire community.
Yeah, important point. The person who has been diagnosed with cancer, of course, is the center of all this, but without lots of support from a lot of people, it would just be an even bigger fight. But now, Mary, I think you're kind of new to the whole organization, and you are really highlighting the survivor part of this.
Well, yes, I am new. I am a survivor, and I'm new to the Relay for Life committee. Carol Schuler asked if I would help with it a couple years ago, and I said, give me a couple years to kind of get back on my feet. And so now I'm back on my feet, and I'm working with the survivor group. And we currently have over 350 survivors on our database. We know that that's not a complete list because we know there are many others that have survived cancer but are not here. So, we're always looking to add new names to the list that are still here in the community. But I am working to coordinate the survivor group. We select honorary survivors, and this year we have six of them. And because cancer does affect an entire family, we decided this year that we would honor those that have been that are in the same family that have been affected. And so we have a brother and a sister from the Atlantic area, David Anderson and Charlotte Bancroft, his sister, are representing the brother-sister team. Then we have a mother's son from the Oneida, Wyota area, that's Barb Anderson, and her son, Jeff Anderson, and they've been battling cancer for many, many years. And then we have a husband-wife group, and that's from the Lewis, kind of grizzled area, Randall Breckerbaumer and his wife, Sharon. So those are the six honorary survivors, and those folks will actually lead the walk around the track, which will be tonight starting at 6 o'clock, and they will get to carry the banner, and we just recognize them as well as all the others that then fall in line behind them to walk around the track.
So the walk around the track, of course, is very important, and it's really neat, Mary, that most of the time there's a lot of other people standing to the side of the track, clapping and, supporting, and it's pretty emotional.
It is, LaVon, and the thing that I actually walked for the first time a year ago, and the thing that becomes emotional is when they play the song Happy Birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to kind of stop and think about it for a minute. I was questioning, why in the world? I've already had my birthday. What are they doing this for? And then you start to think about it and talk to other survivors, and we're so grateful that we are able to celebrate another birthday. And so that's really what it's all about, is celebrating birthdays and having survived and being able to continue to walk or to be upright. Some are pushed in wheelchairs, some have walkers, but they're still out and moving and going forward.
And when we talk about survivors, it always amazes me, Mary, that yes, there are some people who have just been diagnosed, but they're still survivors. But there's some people, I think Carol told me there's somebody who's been a survivor for 60 years.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, so, people who you never knew had cancer maybe 25 years ago and are here, and what, that's such a motivational kind of thing.
Well, it certainly is. And when you think back even 10 years ago, they did not have the treatment that they have currently. I mean, with the new research and scientific discoveries and all the changes that they're doing with medication and with treatment options, it is remarkable that those that were diagnosed early on, 10, 15, 60 years ago, have survived. So that's even more remarkable.
It very much is. It says something about the person themselves, in addition to the treatment, and all of the support they get. Now, Mary, you're talking about the survivor lap. But before that, you have another event planned, and it's still, I think, open to any survivor to attend.
It certainly is. As I mentioned, we have about 350 people on the database, and each of those individuals were sent a personal invitation from the American Cancer Society. However, it is open to all survivors in the listening area and their caregivers. We know that as a cancer survivor, we can't survive very long or get through all our treatment without the caregiver's support. And caregivers can be a spouse, a brother, sister, it can be a friend, or it can be the entire community, because that's one of the really advantages of living in a small town, is mm-hmm. that we know our neighbors, we support each other when people are going through this disease and the treatment program, and, you know, it never goes away. It's always in your mind, and you still have people that are supporting you and your journey along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So we are starting at 4:30 with registration, and it is open, as I said, to anyone that is a cancer survivor or a caregiver. And then at 5 o'clock, we will have a complimentary dinner. Hy-Vee is donating the dinner, and we've had lots of people that will be helping to serve and to get people to their tables. We have the 4-H Youth Council this year with Beth Earlbeck helping us to, so anyone that may struggle with walking or with getting their tray of food, not to worry, because we have able-bodied young people there that will be able to help us to get done what we need to do. And then after the dinner, there will be just a short few-minute program at the dinner, and then at 6 o'clock, we will take our first lap around the track, and that's just for the survivors, and then the next lap, everyone will join in and be able to walk as long as they want to.
All night long, if they want.
Yeah, that's right.
So, Mary, I don't know if we said where registration of the meal is held.
Right. It's at the Atlantic High School Commons area, or the cafeteria, as some people know it as. And that's where the registration will be. And then the walk, of course, will be at the Atlantic High School track.
And a special kind of thing that happens during that time, it's not really, I don't call it a program, but there's a presentation. And I think you know, because your sister's kind of involved with that.
Yes, the Windbags are having their motorcycle run today, actually. They will be doing that about, I think they're meeting right now as we speak in the city park, and then they're going to be, they go, I think, about 60 miles, and they end up at the Atlantic High School Commons, and then Susan Baxter, who's coordinating this event with her committee, they will be coming in, they ride up to the school, and then they come in and make the presentation to Carol, and so that's really an exciting time. It's a little bit different thing that they started a few years ago, and then following that, the tractor riders started doing a tractor run.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just exciting to see how people use their creativity to come up with some interesting ways to make money for the American Cancer Society. And so there are lots of activities going on today.
Oh, today and all year long. That's the thing that kind of amazes me. It
right.
never ends, and that's good, because cancer never ends so far.
That's right.
And, of course, there's other activities going on for people, just families. It's a great time for families to come to the Atlantic High School in that area, because all kinds of games and music and education and so on, more and more.
That's right, LaVon. And another feature that I hope people will take time to do is to review the luminaries. There was a committee that met earlier this week, and there are people that have donated money to honor someone who has who did have cancer and lost the battle, so to speak, with cancer, and as well as to honor those survivors. And there are luminaries that will be around the track with names on those luminaries. And so Christy Libby did a great job with her committee getting all of those names printed on the bags. And then there were some young people that decorated the bags. So they're very festive, and it's worth your time to take a look at that and just to remember those that really fought courageously and those that are still fighting the battle.
And as I understand, we can still purchase those this evening when
Correct.
We first come, because those don't get put out for a while. But don't wait till 9 o'clock to try and do that. Do that early when you arrive to buy your luminaries if you haven't already done that.
Right.
So, Mary, I know that your work on the with the committee goes on year-round, but this is the exciting kind of culmination for this year, starting at, depending on when you want to come, starting at 4:30, ending at 9 o'clock plus. So.
Right, that's right. And I'm glad you mentioned that year-round, Laban, because we do start planning. We welcome suggestions and comments of things that we can do to improve or do differently or to add on. That's what makes it exciting every year, is that there are always something new going on. And so those comments are welcome. Also, any individuals that want to get involved to help with the relay for another year can contact Carol Schuler or myself, and we certainly welcome volunteers to share their input, and it's fun to get some new ideas into the process.
You bet. We want to thank you very much, Mary Otmar, for visiting with us, and we invite everybody to Relay for Life. Until next time, here's the thought: in order to succeed, we must first believe that we can.